Okay, let's see, what do we have remaining? We have 415 and 416, right? And then nothing else because we already dealt with the pulled consent items. So 415, please.
415, create a local improvement district to construct a mast arm travel signal at the North Vancouver Avenue and Cook Street intersection and to realign the eastbound lanes of North Cook Street east of the Interstate 405 off-ramp in the North Vancouver Avenue and Cook Street Local Improvement District.
Mr. Novick.
Colleagues, on April 9th, we adopted a resolution declaring our intent to initiate LID formation. Today, we would create the LID. But the LID is for the purpose of installing a traffic signal and significantly improving line of sight and safety of pedestrians, cyclists, and motorists. Andrew Abbey is here to answer any questions and to talk about some activities engaged in to possibly form another LID for underground utility improvements.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. There were no objections or remonstrances against LID formation. I have no amendments to offer you this morning, so the recommendation is just simply to pass this to a second reading and then approve it next week. Incorporated in the ordinance are two minor changes from April 9th. One is Directive B has some language with respect to utility undergrounding and Pacific Power. In Exhibit C, we have added one additional property at the owner's request at 3220 North Williams Avenue. So we are continuing our conversations with property owners, and this ordinance does allows me as LID administrator to execute extra work agreement to fund utility undergrounding. We're in pretty serious discussions with one property owner, and we have some other conversations underway. My sense is that most likely we would be able to incorporate those improvements within the scope of this LID without forming a new one, but certainly if this takes off like wildfire and there's the opportunity to do it, say, further north, then I certainly could bring another LID forward for council consideration.
Great.
So far, the participants in this local improvement district are supportive of the undergrounding concept?
Yeah, it's a question of how many are actually going to step forward to actually do it. Several of the folks are pretty far along in doing their undergrounding privately, so it doesn't make sense for me to step in and have them back up in reverse course when they're getting close to finalizing that. But we have one developer in particular that's in the early stages, and we're certainly working with him. So
that is good work, because that was the one concern that we heard at the previous hearing about utilities being shifted to the other side of the street. So
This,
I think, sets a really good precedent that we should be trying to do include undergrounding on similar projects. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner.
There's also a traffic signal already going up at Williams and Cook. Is that correct?
Yes. And I should also note, I believe there's a traffic signal going in at Northwest Broadway and Cooch, and Commissioner Fish, I can take no credit for that whatsoever, but that one will be going in, so not part of this LID. So.
Thank you, Andrew.
Great. Good
You'll
work.
Never make a politician.
I don't think that's his goal. Thank you, Andrew. Good work. Any other questions for him? And anyone want to speak on this item? Then we'll close the hearing and send it to second reading next week. And then